I now declare the annual general meeting open at 5 o'clock. Firstly, I acknowledge the Yarriella people, whose lands we are meeting, and pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. I also wish to acknowledge our freeman, Arnold Carter. Thanks for coming along again, and the members of the public. So, welcome all. I'll go through this. Item 3, record of attendance, as are listed there. 3.2, attendance by phone, none. Apologies, nil. Approval leave, nil. Response to previous questions. There was one at the last AGM from Mr. Carter, and a response was sent to Mr. Carter on the 8th of May. Is that right? In relation to that. Item 5, confirm the minutes of the previous meeting, which in fact happened this year on the 27th of March. I support the recommendation that the minutes of the AGM held on the 27th of March are a true and correct record, and I'd so move. The annual report, 6.1. In accepting the annual report, there are some issues I wish to highlight for the year, although the period is not covered by the time I have come to Port Hedland myself. Firstly, the town's town collected rates yield was increased, with industry now paying significantly more for portions of their operations. And two, the above increase has allowed for improvements in infrastructure that was previously not possible, such as road maintenance, footpaths, lighting, playgrounds. The new system of this new stream of money has eased the pressure on households. Three, we saw the adoption of Strategic Community Plan 2018-22. We saw the conduct of a perception survey with over 1,000 residents responding, highlighting waste management and daycare of two of the pressing problems. Five, in response to the daycare problem, the library in Port Hedland was closed and renovations are now taking place to expand the daycare in the site of the old library. Point six, we are now developing a curbside recycling program, which is due to start in mid-year next year, mid-2020. Seven, we saw the first concept plans for the new Spoil Bank Marina, a project that has been promised for decades. We also saw the creation of the Spoil Bank Reference Group. Eight, we saw the adoption of the Coastal Hazard Risk Management Plan in May of 2019, plus the creation of a Community Safety Plan 2019 through to 2021, really to better coordinate the resources that come to Port Hedland. In 10, we have, in the period after this, but immediately after as a response to my arrival, I suppose, we've approved three master plans to South and Port Hedland, enhancing existing facilities to create new spaces for sport and recreation in our town, with South Hedland Integrated Sports Complex, JD Hardy Centre, and community zones, and the McGregor Street Sports Pavilion. I wish to especially thank the staff for their efforts in the year 2018-19, which was a very difficult year for staff as a result of the happenings in the council. I do congratulate council for the work that they did in the above issues. One could imagine what they could have achieved if they weren't as dysfunctional as turned out. So I do thank them for the efforts they put in achieving what is listed in this annual report. I just wish now to, in relation to the annual report, ask if people would show their hand if they wish to ask any questions. They can ask up to three questions in relation to the annual report. Any? No? You sure, Arnold? You don't want to ask a question?
No, it's actually it's a follow-on from the previous electors meeting.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, so it's
okay. Okay. So there is no questions in relation to the report. The recommendation that the Town of Port Hedland Commissioner's report and Chief Executive Officer report and the annual report for 2018-19 financial year be received. I do move that way. General business, we now move into another area which may be of more interest to you, Mr. Carter. I ask if there's anyone want to show their hand for each elector to ask up to three questions on a general basis in this meeting. So if you just give your name and address for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is my 40th electors meeting, but it's the first time I've had two electors meeting in 1 year.
Congratulations.
My name is Arnold Carter. I live in 47 Moore Street, Port Hedland. And my main concern tonight, Mr. Chairman, is an article which I gave to you or to this council at the meeting held on in March this year, which once again referred to the aquatic centre. Not only has it been a bugbear, but it's been a rod on our own back. And so my comments are as follows. Continuation of questions after the AGM held on the 22nd of March, taking into consideration Council's response. You state the delay in contract completion was the lead time in supplying the new filters. Why was there such a delay from October 2018 to approximately 7 months in advising Council of the filter availability, which gave you a completion date of May 2019? In October 2018, Council amended the budget from $905,000 to $295,000. Were the filters ordered before the amended budget was confirmed by Council, which would have agreed with your May timeline, which you put in its finishing? What happened in the 6 months between May 2019 and the completion date of November 2019? I find it incomprehensible that the upgrade of the pool extended over the period of 22 months. On behalf of the Ratepayers Association, could you please advise conditions of the contracts, negotiations and supervision of the construction and repairs that were carried out under the contract agreement? Surely there would have been a person or persons being kept up to date of the progress being made over such a long period of time. Prior to the news releases, which were handed out by the Commissioner, which I might add, we all fully agree with, negativity was incurred as there was minimal public progress reports issued at any possible deferment of any possible deferments that could have created an extension of this contract agreement. Many times on my visitations, which I've done on many occasions, I found the pool vacant of any contractors at all. Finally, it was opened to the public on the 23rd of November, free of charge, which ensured a big attendance after such a long period of time. Who authorised the pool was available for public use, unless the Health Department, under the Health Department regulations? Was this notified to the Town of Port Hedland prior to the opening? When did the Council receive further acknowledgement of the chemical analysis of the pool that waylaid the original definition that closed the pool? Was there any apology given to the Town of Port Hedland from that department? I find it incredible, the town that has the highest export of iron ore in the world cannot run a swimming pool for their community. In this whole scenario, who was responsible for ensuring that this contract was carried out in a professional manner? I find it incredible that the Port Hedland community had to wait for such a period of time for the availability of this wonderful swimming facility. It's not only unbelievable and unacceptable that in so doing, we have to advise the community that a medical check would be advisable. What has the town implemented to eliminate the possibility of such an occurrence happening in the future that would restore faith in the public for the use of this wonderful facility? Okay. And could I please have a breakdown of the costs incurred in that enterprise program?
Mr. Carter, I think that's probably more than three questions. We're glad you to continue on. We'll take that on notice and give you a comprehensive answer to all your questions.
That would be appreciated.
Thank you.
And my final question, I have asked this before, Mr. Chairman, I just ask again, can you please advise what is the position regarding the replacement of the library in Port Hedland? Where are we up to date in allocating an area for the use of people in Port Hedland?
In relation to that, there'll be an announcement in relation to that tomorrow.
Okay. And the final one is, what is the position regarding the financial advice that we were going to organise and has been mentioned a couple of times regarding the allocation and the budget for the airport trust fund? Yeah. We have mentioned on several cases of getting a committee regarding that.
That's probably about seven questions, but we'll answer those on notice, okay?
Good. Thank you.
Is there any other questions on people wish to ask? All those questions will be taken on notice. We now come to a point in the proceedings where we close the annual general meeting, and we can't resume the ordinary meeting until 5:30. So we'll have a break of approximately 20 minutes. The annual general meeting is closed at 11 minutes past 5.